Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today we would like to continue our series on removing the root of bitterness. We would like to first start with our scripture coming from Hebrews 12 verse 15. It says, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. As we covered last time, bitterness is something that hides deep down in our soul, and we do not deal with it according to God's word, and then it rears its ugly head, and then thereby many are defiled or contaminated by that bitterness. And people will not be blessed. People will not be saved because of the bitterness that is harvested in our lives. Now, we want to tell you today is how to avoid bitterness. Number one, we need to communicate. The Bible says, but do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices a well pleased. Much of our bitterness could be solved simply if we communicate to someone that have offended us and let them know we have been offended. Folks, Satan's biggest trick is to divide and conquer. He gets us to stop talking, and then once we stop talking, he can get us on an island and then shift us like wheat. But God says to communicate and forget not. The next thing is what we need to learn to humble ourselves. This is a big issue because we carry pride and we hate to humble ourselves. The Bible tells us, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and turn from their wicked way. So folks, we need to humble ourselves, because many a times if we've been hurt by someone, we need to humble ourselves and go to that person and say, hey, you hurt me. And then, Lord willing, you guys can solve the issue. The next thing is, don't take it personal. Remember Jesus, who was on the cross, who endured the pain that and all the agony that goes along with it, who was reviled of sinners, but yet he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what we do. Don't take it personal. And as always, we need to forgive, because the Bible says, if you forgive not your brother and his trespasses, he won't forgive your trespasses. Now, there's five R's that I want you to remember that will help you to cure bitterness. One, the first R is recognize. Recognize that you have bitterness, and then also recognize that you need to deal with that bitterness according to God's word. God's word says, look diligently. This is not a cursory view of it. You need to dig down deep. The next thing is repent of that bitterness. Because call bitterness what it is. It's sin, because you're harboring something that God told you not to harvest. And then when it's in your life and you don't get rid of it, it's sin. The next thing is release the grip of bitterness. Recognize that you was hurt and admit that you were hurt. Grieve if you have to, but not too long. But acknowledge that you was hurt, and then simply let it go. And then the fourth R is rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Praise the Lord at all times. No matter what you're going through, continue to praise the Lord. It's hard to praise the Lord and be bitter at the same time. If you're not praising the Lord, you may be harvesting bitterness. The next thing that you need to consider is reconcile. Reconcile any broken relationship that is the result of your bitterness that you harvest. You know, the Bible tells us he has given us all things are of God, who have reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ, and have given us the ministry of reconciliation. Praise be to God that he has given us a ministry. Everyone's looking for a ministry, and God gave it to us. It's the ministry of reconciliation. You know, the sure indicator that you're saved is that you have love for the brethren and that you can forgive the brethren. Do you have these qualities? Make sure that you're not harvesting bitterness and that you follow these cures to get out of it. God bless, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.